Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this October 27th, 2022, 10:05 on the clock. And you have our host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Jasmine and Laura from the 4-H program, talk about some of the great events they have coming up. Right now, a big thank you to our friends at Family Natural Foods for setting up this wonderful interview with our good friends over at True Grace Health. We have Brian on the air with us. Good morning, Brian. Let's hear. Brian, you joining us?
I'm here.
There he is. Hey, how's it going, Brian?
It's going great. How are you?
Doing good. The connection okay here?
Yeah, I seem to be hearing myself.
Okay, how about now? How's that?
Let me test that. That sounds pretty good right now. Yes, I'm not hearing myself, so we're good.
Excellent. Good to hear. And I'm glad to hear things are going well over at True Grace. We love when you guys join us. We love supporting some of our favorite people, favorite businesses, and got a lot of fun stuff to talk about today, Brian. I don't know a whole lot about mushrooms, so I'm looking forward to diving into that with you. But to kick things off, can you tell us more about your background in the dietary supplements world?
Yeah, absolutely. So my background is pretty extensive in this industry. I've been doing this for 33 years, and often I look back at that and say, how is that possible? But I started actually as a 15-year-old kid as a stock boy in a health food store in Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, it was interesting. Once you get in this industry, as you probably well know, it's very hard to get out.
Yeah.
Because you just see, you know, the care and the really a lot of the healing that individuals at some of these fine health food stores across the country really, really do. And to see life change in front of you. It was so inspiring for me, and that kind of led me down my path to study nutrition. So I went to college, and then I joined the United States Army, and I studied hospital food service and dietetics in the Army. And then always when I came back, I was in the reserve. So when I came back, and I would always find myself back in the health food store reading books and working there, and got my start in the industry as a salesperson. Working for a very small company at the time. This was 25 years ago. And we turned out that became the largest supplement company in the industry. And it sold to a large consumer packaging goods company known as Procter & Gamble. And I worked there for about 4 years. And then I left there and then found a home at a practitioner brand, which is based out of Wisconsin here as well, Standard Process. So I worked in the practitioner supplement world for about 4 years there before my wife and I finally decided in January, I think it was December of 2019 actually, but in January of 2020, the first week, we decided that we would, why not try and do it on our own?
Yeah.
We've been doing it for so long, let's do it ourselves, and there we were. So that's kind of my background in the industry.
And thank you so much for sharing that. You have an amazing background, Brian. And it's an amazing company. And it seems like a bit of a family affair, too, because as you mentioned there, this is something that you started with your wife and did some homework for the interview here. Your wife's amazing, man. She seems like an amazing human being. Like, you seem awesome, too, Brian. Don't get me wrong. But she seems like one heck of a lady. You two get this started. So what is it like starting a brand with your wife during the pandemic of all things, so putting that on top of it?
Well, I think, you know, we worked together in our past, and we have a passion for this industry and this career, and, you know, we met at one of our former employers, and so we've kind of always been working with each other, because a lot of people do ask that, like, oh my gosh, how are you, you know, how do you work with your wife all the time like that? And you're right, I mean, she's a special person, and it's just it's amazing. It's an amazing opportunity to be able to share that with someone. And so, starting a company with her was great. It was during the pandemic. I mean, we decided to go out on our own in January. And then, as you know, the world shut down in February as we knew it in 2020. And there we were in the midst of a pandemic. But it gave us the time to reflect. And I think that during my time during the pandemic and the very beginning there, it allowed for that pause button in my life to reflect on the things that were truly important, right? Which were family, which were fulfillment and joy, and all of those types of things. And it, because I was traveling so much and you were just in it so mm-hmm. much. And then there you are at home and you're like able to reflect and appreciate, you know, what you have. So it was wonderful. I mean, we had our 1-year-old and our 3-year-old daughter, Grace, who the company's named after. And I can tell you a little bit about that journey and how that came, but we just sat at our computers in the basement and rattled off everything that we had thought about for the last 10 or 12 years when this day would come, mm-hmm. and it all went down on paper and it flowed and there we were. So it was a challenging time. I'm sure if you asked that same question in 10 years, what was it like starting during COVID? Mm-hmm. I'll have a different answer, but that's kind of where I am today with it.
Appreciate that. And again, we're speaking with Brian from True Grace Health, thanks to our friends at Family Natural Foods. And Brian, if I can go off script for a second, just talking with you, reading up on True Grace and talking with other people in the industry, like Stephen and Katrina and Mike, the Hittners over there at Family Natural Foods, or any of the guests yeah. they've had join us. This is a business and you want to keep the lights on, of course, but it feels more than that to me. It feels like it. I know I hate to use the word responsibility because I don't want to use it in the traditional sense, but talking to people like yourself, I hear it in your voices. It seems like there's an added, it's not just, you know, keeping the lights on. It's not just making a product that can help people. It's a responsibility almost that you feel because you have this knowledge and you want others to know, hey, there's options out there for you. It's not telling people what to do. It's just letting them know that they have more options.
Exactly. And I think, you know, there's a phrase that I recently thought of that I was driving down the roads in the lovely state of Wisconsin, my home state here. And I was just driving and driving and driving. And you just see, you know, farmland after farmland after farmland of corn, soy, wheat. And, you know, and I'm a huge advocate for soil health. I'm actually if you've not seen the Netflix documentary, Kiss the Ground, I would highly encourage your listeners to do that.
I second that.
It inspired me. It gave me my life's work when I saw that. And I actually took the course and became took a 12-week course to be a Kiss the Ground soil advocate trainer so I can travel across the country and speak on soil health because I'm so passionate about it. And it hit me when I was driving one day. I said, you know what? The only difference between soil and soul is you. And it struck me. And it's like, you know what? We, meaning me, meaning your listeners, we have to change. Our soil is life. It's what gives us nutrition. It's what gives us life. And without soil health, you're not going to have individual health. Healthy soil equals healthy food equals healthy people. And that's the problem today, is we're not getting the healthy food. Our diets are just absolutely atrocious and 60% processed, and there's no life-giving nutrients. And did you know, I couldn't believe this in my practitioner days when I was at this other company, I was talking to practitioners all across the country, 55% of their patients are deficient in magnesium. They say in 10 years 70% of the population of the United States is going to be deficient in zinc.
Wow.
It's a perfect storm. That zinc is integral for your immune system. And so when we have these immune challenges and the nutrition's not there, it's just a perfect storm of ailments and health and different things like that. So that's why, you're right, that's the mission behind True Grace. That's why we founded True Grace, to bring awareness to soil health. My goal is for us to put True Grace out of business in 30 years. And you think, what the heck is this guy talking about? He wants to go out of business? Yes, because we're a supplement company. We're providing nutrients to individuals because the soils are so depleted they can't get them. But we want to bring awareness to soil health so that the foods that they eat and their children eat in the next 10 to 15 years are going to provide the nutrients that they need. You are what you eat. Mm-hmm. So that's our goal at True Grace.
Well said. Thank you for that, Brian. Really, thank you for that. Stephen and Katrina really know us. You're great. This is a fun conversation. We're going to have to talk to you again, Brian. This is fun. I wanted to now, but with that being said, and all that you say there, you're right. It's supplements are more in our day, everyday culture than they've ever been. More people are using them than ever before, and more people are turning that around that little bottle around to look at the label on the back. It's almost instinctual now for us to do that. And with that, and with all these other things that you have said, how do I know I'm getting a quality mushroom supplement with True Grace?
Testing, 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 and more testing. That's it. You can't trust any. I mean, you've got to be real careful. And trust me, I've been in this industry for 33 years. And then when I got onto this side, and I started working into the formulations and working with all the contract manufacturers and the testing and all these different things out there, I pulled back that curtain and I was like, whoa, are you kidding me? This is, so there was some stuff coming across our plate. Oh yeah, we got this in there. Oh yeah, trust us. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's trust but verify. Yeah. And I would send stuff out, and I would verify it through labs out there, like third-party tested labs, like Eurofins and Alchemist Labs and Purity IQ and all these testing facilities out there, because I knew quality is the most important thing to my brand. And I want that customer, when they reach for True Grace, to know, to feel good that this product's been tested. And I just had this the other day. I was in a store one time, and I picked up this product. And their marketing slogan was, "We test the product ourselves." I'm like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, yeah.
You trust that? No.
Part of it.
Trust me, I tested it myself in the backyard. It's good. You're good.
Just take my word for it. Come on. That's their whole argument. Just them saying, come on, for 5 minutes. It doesn't really work. Doesn't make it fill you with a lot of confidence.
Absolutely not.
But I'm hearing something else here too, Brian. And again, talking with you, talking with others in the industry, it's such a reputation industry. It's so important that people, it's not about somebody buying your product one time as it is them coming back and buying it again and again to keep taking care of their immune system, their body, whatever they're taking the supplement for. So that's all the more reason why for certainly for you guys, it seems like embedded in your DNA. But for other companies, hopefully that raises the bar of expectation. And even these other companies that haven't been acting right, maybe they will start to a little bit or something. Just for the pure essence of anybody using those supplements, not so much a competitive reason or anything like that.
Exactly. we're a family-owned, Wisconsin business. Right?
Yeah.
Like Family Natural Foods, been in business for a long time, serving the Wisconsin community. And we're not in this for, of course we're a business, we need profit to sustain ourselves and do good in our mission. But we're not doing this as profit first. Mm. We're doing it as, I don't formulate my products based on margin like a lot of these companies do. You go into, Target, and you go into some of these, stores, and you see vitamins for, $5 or whatever. It's probably not going to have an impact on an individual health. That's not what we're trying to do here. Well, I open my day every day by going on to our, website and getting letters from our health food stores across the country about personal testimonials on the products that they've taken of True Grace's and the life changing impact it's had. That brings me so much joy and keeps me going.
Can hear it, yeah. Why is it important for mushrooms to be organic?
Well, this is a big thing right now, because when you look at in the last, 30 to 40 years, the introductions of glyphosates in our it's everywhere. It's everywhere. My mother-in-law just went and she was working with a practitioner. She just went and got tested. They tested her blood, and they saw that in her blood, her glyphosate levels were through the roof. And she eats organic. It's in our waters. So think about that in Wisconsin. All of these non-organic farms that are spraying, where do you think that goes? It's going to go into the ground.
Yeah.
And it's going to go to the water table. people think, oh, we're spraying all these glyphosates and all these different things, and oh, it just stays on the plant. No. Mm-mm. It goes into the ground. It goes into the groundwater. It goes into our rivers, our waterways. You can't get away from it. So very important when selecting to limit your glyphosate exposure and choosing organic.
What is the difference between fruiting body and mycelium?
Mycelium.
There we go. I know. I just needed a third try at it. Yeah. What's the difference with those?
It took me 2 years to get that mycelium.
Thank you for that, Brian.
It took me a long time. Yeah. So mushrooms. Gosh, mushrooms are. So when we would talk about soil health, what's interesting about mushrooms is that mushrooms are very similar, more similar to humans than plants. And you think, what is this guy talking about? I'm not going to have him on my radio show again. He's talking crazy stuff. Mushrooms make up 33% of the similar DNA to humans. So we're closer to mushrooms than we are to plants. Mushrooms breathe in oxygen, release carbon dioxide as we do. Now, the same viruses and bacteria that affect humans also affect mushrooms, believe it or not. Mushrooms are integral for soil health. And over thousands of years, these mushrooms have been discovered to have incredible immunomodulating or healing properties when consumed. And so to get to your question, what's a fruiting body and a mushroom? It's like this. If I said to you, you have that gorgeous apple over there, and that apple's rich in vitamin C, and it's rich in polyphenols, and it grows on that apple tree. And I tell you, that's the fruit of that tree. And you go out, and you take that apple, and you eat that fruit, and there you go. There's the polyphenols. There's all the vitamin C. There's everything that you need. Now, that's the same thing, whereas if I told you, you know what, go dig up, take a shovel, dig up that apple tree and start digging up. And then I want you to take the root of the apple tree and start gnawing on that apple tree bark. That's the root. That's the analogy between a mycelium and a fruiting body mushroom. A fruiting body is what you see when it grows out of the tree. When you look at turkey tail or a button mushroom coming up from the ground, that's the fruiting body. But the root structure is known as the mycelium. And the different properties, there's different properties within each, but it's in the fruiting body where the intelligence and the wisdom of nature has been put together to provide these compounds in there that are actually going to be very beneficial. Now, some mushrooms, you know, mushrooms, the thing with the mushrooms, they have these cell walls, which are very hard to digest. So they need to be extracted or boiled or autoclaved or in a process to where the chitin is broken down, the cell wall is broken down so that our bodies can actually digest it and take those nutrients that it needs. So that's the difference, to answer your question, about the fruiting body versus the mycelium. Now, at True Grace, right now, we focus mainly on the fruiting body because that's where, you know, most mushrooms, the benefits are.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is like when you look at mushrooms in the marketplace today, it's one of the fastest growing categories, believe it or not, right now in the supplement industry because they work. Oh, my gosh, do they work? You take these things and you're like, oh, what's up? Like, I started something 2 weeks ago and my memory is better. Like, what the heck's going on? Oh, I started taking lion's mane.
Interesting. I'm glad you bring that up too, Brian, because I don't want to skate past the importance of third-party verification. I feel like you hit on that a little bit, and we've touched on that subject before. It's something that you guys are believers in. I really do want to get into a couple of other things with you before we run out of time, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
What are beta-glucans?
Beta-glucans. So what beta-glucans are essentially, one of those things I was talking about, those nutrients that are in the cell wall of the fruiting body of the mushroom. So essentially what they are is going to be polysaccharides, okay? So basically beta-glucans are sugar compounds, and they can be found in things like bacteria, yeast, algae, oats, barley, different things like that. You know, like there's a lot of talk out there about eating oats, right? Mm-hmm. And oats can be beneficial or healthy for people's, you know, cholesterol support, certain oats, that is. And so what that is in there, it's the beta-glucan that can have some effective results on cardiovascular health and cholesterol, different things like that. So it's a compound that's found in the cell wall. Now, there's different beta-glucans out there, right? And that's where you look at different things like beta-D-glucose, different other types of beta-glucans that are found specifically in that mushroom cell wall. And those are the compounds. And what they do is mushrooms are typically known. People are starting to learn more about those, that they are actually good for the immune system. They're very immunosupportive, mushrooms are, because they're high in beta-glucans. So what happens is when you ingest beta-glucans, it triggers your body's immune system. It doesn't increase your immune system. It modulates, and it puts the T cells and the natural killer cells on alert, essentially. Okay. It's like, there could be a pathogen coming. Let's all get ready. So that's what the beta-glucans do. It's kind of like, you know, if you're you're looking at the guy with the trumpet going down in the, you know, in the early days of the Revolutionary War or whatever. Yep. It's like, oh, be on guard. You know? That's what beta-glucans do.
That's a good way to put it.
It alerts the immune system.
What are the different type, different mushrooms True Grace carries, and why should we take them? What are they benefits for?
The fastest growing mushroom in the market today right now is a mushroom called lion's mane. And lion's mane is just a beautiful mushroom. If you haven't seen it, take a look at it. It's just gorgeous. And that's one of the things that they say about mushrooms is that mushrooms actually will look like the organ that it's designed to help serve or heal. And so when you look at lion's mane, it actually looks like a brain. You know, it's really cool. But one of the great things, So one of the great things about lion's mane is it's been shown actually clinically to stimulate neuron growth. So it's incredible for memory. And that's what people are taking it for. And so typically your average serving day is around, you know, 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of lion's mane on a daily basis. And people definitely notice a difference. So it's for brain, nerve, and cognitive support is what lion's mane focuses on. Now, another great one is going to be one called cordyceps. Cordyceps is phenomenal. So it was actually used back in the day. It's funny. This was, I forget what year it was, but it was in the Olympics. And I think it was, don't quote me on it, but your listeners could look it up and know. And it might have been the Japanese Olympic team, but they were accused of doping during these Olympics. Turns out they were breaking all these records. They were using cordyceps, a natural mushroom.
Now I remember this.
It increases cellular and it increases oxygen uptake. So you can work out harder, faster. You can run faster, but your heart rate doesn't go as fast. And you get more oxygen to the muscle cells. Phenomenal. You know, it's also, you know, good for men, you know, for endurance in their later years, so to speak. It's another incredible mushroom for that. You know, so those are some of the things that individuals will use that for as well. Reishi is one of my faves. It's my wife's favorite now, because sleep. So we're in the day now where, you know, 57% of us are stressed out. 47% of us have anxiety. Like one out of two people have trouble falling asleep at night. We live in this world of just constant bombardment of like, oh, inflation or this is happening, the election. Your mind is constantly racing. So for those people that can't turn it off, Reishi, baby, that's what you go with before bed. It turns off that racing mind.
Interesting.
You know, so my wife loves that one.
That's one I'm going to be looking into, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And then, you know, my favorite personally is one that I named and I love. It's called Myco Renew. So to take the guesswork out and, you know, having to take all these different ones, I created a mushroom multi, which is a daily immunosupportive blend. You don't even have to think about it. It's got six of the most incredible mushrooms for daily immune support. And we're coming upon that season right now. So this is going to have things in it like chaga. I love chaga. Reishi, shiitake, turkey tail. Lion's got lion's mane in there. So, you know, you pop that on your daily. That's one that I would go with every single day along with my multi. I built this brand for people to make it easy. Mm-hmm. You go into some health food stores and you're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that with True Race. You take our multi, it's packed. You take our probiotic, our fish oil, Myco Renew, you're good to go. You know, work with your health food stores and your practitioners, but I think you're going to be pretty on a good, healthy road with just those four products.
Well said. And I cannot thank you enough for the time, Brian. We're going to have to bring you back. I want to hear about the story of how Grace got its name. The company got its name from your daughter. I want to hear that story and plenty more. We got more things we can talk about. So you did too good of a job, Brian. You're going to have to come back now. That's the catch.
Tell my wife.
Absolutely.
Payroll.
Absolutely, man. when we're telling everybody about these great products, I want to encourage you to check out the website truegracehealth.com. It's all one word, truegracehealth.com. And Brian, I see that our friends at Family Natural Foods got your products on sale from now until Halloween, so we want to encourage people to get on over there as well.
Yeah, please go there. Don't buy them from me. Support your local health food store. They're the ones educating, and without them, we'd be nowhere. So don't support me. Support them. Get into Family Natural Foods through the end of the year.
You have earned that paycheck, Brian. You're good, man. Thank you so much for the time. You have a great day.
Okay, thanks. Take care.
You too. Again, that website is truegracehealth.com. And listen to Brian. Stop by Family Natural Foods. They're open right now at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 423-3120. Be sure to check out their website, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. A good morning to our friends over there at Family Natural Foods. Stick around, everybody. Got more coming up here at Morning Magazine on WFHR.